And the wind is, if the wind has been calm and it starts to shake the trees.
Right, so the wind is rising.
And the other direction, the wind is...
Yes, and there's rising coming from the south or north or whatever direction might be.
And it's been blowing hard, but now it seems to be...
calm.
Calming down. Laying off, going down, letting up.
Yeah.
Does that sound?
It's letting up. We use that expression, we had to move the rain. It was raining hard while ago, it's letting up some now. I think I've heard that more for rain than wind.
Different kinds of rain. If something is just, you can feel it on your face, but it's not, what kind of rain is that?
I believe I've heard them say it's sprinkling.
Mm-hmm. And something is just lays of dust.
Mist.
And if...
Maybe this that you feel on your face is mist, and that just lay the dust or sprinkling.
And if the rain is pretty heavy, what do you call that? It really comes down.
Oh, I guess it says showering down heavily.
Mm-hmm. I've heard some terms for this.
What?
Did you ever hear gully washer?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Did you ever use it?
No, I don't remember using it so much, but I have heard it. Oh, we had a regular gully washer this evening. And I used to see the farmers go over the field after heavy rain to see what damage it did. And sometimes they come back and say, that rain cut a streak across my cornfield. Got a regular gullet coming down across the field. So they used it quite a bit.
Used, here. And a heavy storm would be called really heavy storm.
Now,
wind and lightning.
Now they call it the tornado, an electrical storm. I don't know what they call it, a good long time ago.
Mm-hmm. And if you would go out in the morning like this morning was, you say, well, it feels really...
Oh, I don't know, airish and cool.
Mm-hmm. And that white stuff that's on the road makes driving difficult at night. Do you have any?
No, I can't.
Forms on roads and you can't see through it.
Fog.
This fog. Mm. Any other terms here for these that you can think of? The fog, if it leaves moisture on the ground in the morning, what is that moisture?
Dew. They call it dew.
And if you see a little. Where spiders have been working, what do you call those webs on plants and so on?
Well, I just call them spider webs.
It's wet morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, if it's cold enough, the dew will turn into what?
Would it be frost?
Would it just frost?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
And if you have a frost, or it gets cold enough, and you have a pond, and the pond forms ice over it, did you have a name for that ice? Can't walk on it, but it'd be just...
We just call it thin sheet of ice. I guess that's all we ever called. I don't know what else.
Mush ice? And after you haven't had rain for a long time, that's called a...
Drought. Dry spell. Mm-hmm. Either one. Long dry spell. Drought.
Mm-hmm. And I have some questions on proper names here. I'm interested not so much in how we pronounce them today on television, but how you would pronounce them when you were a girl. The mother of Jesus would be...
Mary.
And George Washington's wife...
Martha.
That's how you would say it. You were trained to say it, Martha.
Yes, that's.
The reason I ask, some people say Martha, and